A network of doctors around the country is making an effort to tackle rare diseases. Some are so rare they haven't even been named yet. These doctors want to diagnose people who have complicated genetic disorders with the hope of figuring out how to treat them. Emily Seiner reports from WPLN in Nashville.
The Hall family lives on a farm in the middle of Tennessee. Today after school, Maggie Hall is helping feed the pigs and billy goats.
The pig with the pink feet is Bentley. The one that is solid black, the big one, is Mr. Wiggles.
Well, really, her dad, Mike, is doing most of the work.
The kids swear up and down they'll take care of them and feed them every day. And that lasts for 2 or 3 days, maybe?
I feed the cat.
Maggie is, in many ways, a standard 14-year-old. She likes bickering with her dad and baking Christmas cookies with her mom. But one evening, about 5 years ago, when Maggie was 8, her parents noticed some changes that didn't seem normal. Here's Mike.
We were just throwing the ball back and forth, and I noticed Maggie was having a lot of difficulty catching it. A little bit later that night, we were playing a game of Monopoly, and she couldn't find her game piece on the board.
It turned out Maggie was starting to go blind. They took her to a local doctor. No idea. Then they took her to doctors at Vanderbilt and Emory and Mayo Clinic. She was given test after test, but the doctors could not figure out what was happening, except that it was probably genetic. About a year and a half ago, it got worse, this time with her muscles. At one point, she could barely do physical activity.
We went on a trip out of town and had to bring her back in a wheelchair.
Doctors kept ruling out diseases. Mike says their guesses were getting more alarming. Multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy.
You know, we'd almost, you know, afraid of a diagnosis and, you know, we're so afraid of bad news that it was almost like, well, they didn't find anything this time. Good.
But he says they really do want to know, why is this happening? That's the question doctors like John Newman are trying to solve, not just for Maggie, but for hundreds of patients around the country with rare genetic disorders.
They go from doctor to doctor and medical center to medical center, and sometimes the very best medical centers. And if it's a disease that no one has written about and knows, they get a different opinion at each place.
Newman works at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, which is one of 6 new sites in what's called the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. This is a $120 million program run by the National Institutes of Health. The goal is to get doctors at teaching hospitals around the country, in Boston, Los Angeles, Houston, and others, to collaborate and share information. The process starts with something that seems mundane, paperwork. Patients send in inches or even sometimes feet of paper.
Sometimes just by putting together all of the medical records from a patient from all of the different places that they have been seen and really digging through all of the details, you can find information that might be able to help lead to a diagnosis.
Anastasia Wise is the national coordinator of the network. She says patients also get an intensive 1-week evaluation where they're seen by different specialists who can discuss what they're finding. Then comes the more experimental stuff.
It's really taking cutting-edge research techniques and applying them to these patients that have typically received all of the standard clinical testing that's available by the time they come to the Undiagnosed Diseases Network.
We're talking detailed genome sequencing that most doctors don't have access to. And if a genetic anomaly is found, another lab can model it on real living things, specifically zebrafish and fruit flies, to see if it causes the same symptoms. Yes, zebrafish may help diagnose some patients. Still, success is far from guaranteed. Here's Wise again.
Their diagnosis rate is about 25% of individuals.
The NIH started working on undiagnosed diseases back in 2008, before it expanded into this new multi-hospital network. In the first 2 years, it saw 160 patients. About 40 were diagnosed, and it only found 2 completely new genetic diseases. The rest were just very rare. But John Phillips says he expects to find more. He's another doctor with a new clinical site at Vanderbilt.
We have perhaps 23,000 genes or so. But we only now know diseases that go with 4,000 of them. So logic would say there are 19,000 genes that could cause a disease, but no one has ever proven it.
He says now that doctors and labs across the country can collaborate, there's a better chance of diagnosing more.
And in many cases, that leads to something you can do about it.
Like finding ways to manage the symptoms. That's one reason 14-year-old Maggie Hall, who's one of the first patients accepted to the Vanderbilt site, wants to know what she has.
It would be good.
Maggie's been doing better recently. She can walk fine again, and she's gaining back some muscle weight. Her dad, Mike, says they're cautiously optimistic.
We've kind of gotten to the point now where we say, they're probably not going to find anything. She might just have Maggie Hall syndrome.
But he too is hoping for some new information that will help Maggie manage her disease, whatever it's called. Having her stay healthy, Mike says, is more important than having a name. For The Pulse, I'm Emily Seiner.